Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and this is a Just Us Geeks interview.
My guests today are the bitter party of five. Well, technically, it's a bitter party of four. Say hello, everybody.
Hello there.
Hello, everybody.
With me today is Jason, Greg, Trisha, and Romy. Mary is unavailable because she is getting paid for doing work today. So if you guys could just...
We're not getting paid for this?
No. You can get paid with kindness and appreciation if that's your thing. If
hey guys, I gotta run.
See ya. Bye. So if you could introduce yourselves, Jason, if you could go first, tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll go from there.
I'm Jason Antoon. I live in Los Angeles, California. I am the coolest person you'll ever meet. So positive. Glass is always half empty.
Yeah.
I like people, animals, especially frogs. And I'm just an overall person who just loves the sun, surf, and blonde girls.
Yeah.
I can tell the enthusiasm is overwhelming.
Yeah.
Even though you're such an enthusiastic guy, Jason, you have a pretty nice resume. So it's definitely a pleasure to talk with you today. Crummer, you have a decent resume.
Not as good though.
Well, yeah, I was going to touch on that. You said he had a pretty decent resume. I'm not sure if you got it mixed up. Maybe you got somebody else's.
Yeah.
You know, it's Jason Antoon, A-N-T-O-O-N.
You know, they're really bad on IMDb for letting you edit your own resume. I guess that could have happened. Yeah. Anyway, tell us about yourself, one Greg Crummer.
Well, Josh, I work constantly. I'm a gainfully employed actor. I receive offers constantly. I don't audition anymore. I'm basically hanging out with these three people out of pity. And, we started this project, Bitter Party 5, because we were supposed to be bitter that we didn't have the careers that we had hoped to have, you know, and that people were passing us up. And that was the case when we started this. But I've been working so much now that I'm sticking it out through loyalty.
Loyalty.
It's really nothing more than that.
Yeah.
But I am a little bitter today because my baseball team is in the World Series and I'm not able to fly home to see them play. Yeah, I have tickets to the game.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have any sports fans that are listeners, but...
We do. We do.
That can be a pretty devastating thing. Yeah, it can be pretty devastating.
Well...
If you can't make a game, you have tickets to do it. It's the World Series.
Well,
it's because you don't have tickets to afford to go.
No, I have tickets. I just can't go.
Sorry.
Can't afford tickets for the plane ticket?
Trisha, if you... You know what? You'd probably work more if you would just listen a little bit when people talk.
I'm sorry, carry on. You were saying how much...
Acting, Trisha. Acting is reacting.
Oh, my God.
It's reacting.
I don't understand what you're saying to me.
It is, Greg.
I don't even know what he said.
No. Yeah. Well, Greg, my biggest question to you, I guess, right off the bat is, how do you feel about Community? I mean, oh, wait, you're not Joel McHale. You were on Community, though, like once, right? So, sorry, just your faces are similar and... We'll move on. Trisha, you're next. Tell us.
Yes,
tell us about yourself.
I'm the pretty one, and that's pretty much it.
That's really all anyone needs to know, right?
That's really it. I sit there and I look pretty, and they look hotter because I'm around.
And you drink wine.
That's it. And I drink wine. I drink a lot of wine. This is all I have going in my life. And I do not have anywhere else to be. I don't have a game to go to or an audition to go to. So this is pretty much my day. So thanks.
You're welcome. I'm glad that you feel better about yourself today, and that, you know.
No, I didn't say that. I don't feel better about myself.
Well, that's fine. Somebody
has given me a reason to get out of bed. Well, so I appreciate it.
Someone has to be the pretty one of the group. It might as well be you, right?
Yeah, it's an easy job.
Fantastic, Romy. Let's hear about you.
Yes, sir. Looks like we're out of time.
Yes. No, I'm Romy.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Which one? The out of time or the fact that I'm Romy?
Well.
What's unfortunate? Josh, I'm Cromer nicknamed me the other day the Hollywood Room Mother. So I basically take care of all these little.
I understand.
Make sure you know that it's all running smoothly, you know. Not sure that I would have chosen to give birth to all four of them, but, you know, someone had to do it.
Right.
Romy literally knows everyone in Hollywood. As a matter of fact, Romy, I was just at an audition yesterday, and yet again, it was another friend.
Where people said, I love Romy's show that you're on.
It was House of Yeah. It was her House of Lies, Romy.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But see, here's the thing, Josh. They go on auditions and meet my friends, but I do not go on the auditions. So it is lovely to be beloved, but I might rather be working.
Right. I mean, you don't.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to do the auditions to have the friends. They're just your friends, and, you know, these the other guys are just living in your world, basically.
Really? I mean, I'll go with that because it's my birthday soon, but
okay.
Pretty much, no.
Okay.
I'm not going to go with that.
Okay.
So I like Trisha's. It's pretty much tumbleweeds right now, but, you know, each day is a new day, just like Jason's glass is half empty, so is mine.
Okay, great. You know, you could put your glasses together. You could put your glasses together and have a
conversation,
decent.
Isn't it?
Oh, I know. It just you know, exudes confidence. That's exactly what our folks needed. Just a great round of confidence going into the holiday season. My first question for you guys collectively is about Downwardly Mobile. Tell me a little bit about your creative process behind Downwardly Mobile, and how this didn't get picked up. I mean, this was incredible. And is it NBC's fault? I mean, who do we blame for this here? Because this is something that I would like to have seen.
President. Roseanne was running for president.
Yeah. We never got a specific answer, but, you know, you forget that these networks and studios are owned by corporations.
Right.
So as much as they want to fill every single spot or a lot of the spots on television with stars, and we thought certainly, my God, getting a show with John Goodman and Roseanne Barr, who were like the Lucy and Ricky of the 90s, we were going to be set. But at the same time that this show was going on, she was running for president and doing a lot of stuff on Twitter and all of those things. And so there was a question of whether or not that played in the part of it not getting picked up.
Right.
I had actually spoken with some network executives, and the news I got was that it was because of Jason. It was just miscast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, you know, Jason.
I just didn't.
Well, it's because of Terry the chef. And if Terry the chef was better.
Right.
Well, Terry the chef probably has his own show. We don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Hector, because he was a problem. He played.
Right.
He was like 15 or something, and you know how they can be.
But like, you know.
No, but I truly think that it was because the material was solid, the idea was great, and I think that it was definitely the kind of show that would have gotten better and better and stronger, but they just didn't give it a chance. It was a very kind of weird feeling because there's always that pre-pilot pickup. Air and on Deadline Hollywood, which is an online publication that people watch, you know, very, very closely during pre-pilot season and then during pilot season and then after to see what's going to get picked up. And ours was hot till it just disappeared. So it was one of those things that it just got yanked out from underneath us.
And actually, we
it was extremely hot until we actually shot it.
Okay.
The buzz about the show was high, and then we shot it, and I think they saw it and decided it sucked and decided not to pick it up. I think it was kind of as simple as that.
Well, I mean...
Well, we have no idea. Gosh. Well, basically found out wasn't picked up through Deadline Hollywood.
Right. Trisha, did you just climb into a mason jar for the rest of the interview?
Did you hear me?
Not really, honey. It sounds like
you climbed into a mason jar.
Okay, wait, like with Sylvia Plath under the bell jar.
Is that better?
Yes.
Are you on a cell phone or a landline?
I'm on a landline, but the gardener's here, and he's doing like the leaf blower thing. It's very loud.
Okay. Well, but now we can hear you.
Yeah, it's better now.
Is he blowing leaves inside your house?
I seriously have been walking from room to room trying to escape him outside the window.
And you just walked into the bathroom.
He's following me. I think it's because I'm topless, but he seems to be following me.
Well, he's following you because you're pretty. It's because you're
Trisha.
Pretty.
Right.
Trisha.
Yes, Greg.
Trisha.
Yes, Greg.
Did you just walk into the bathroom to poop?
I am. Is that okay? You guys mind?
It'll be fine.
Oh, dear.
Picked up Josh. This is why the show did not...
Did Josh get up? I mean, I really think that we're just talking to each other.
And it's fine. That's exactly...
There?
Oh, yeah. I'm just... You do your thing. I'll just wait. And, you know, you do whatever you need in the bathroom. And, you know...
Yeah. What I was trying to say before I started to poop was that we never actually found out from anybody that it wasn't picked up. So that pilot episode of Bitter is... kind of real in that, like, we want answers. So we decided,
right.
We already knew it hadn't been picked up, but we decided to sit down and call NBC to get the real truth.
We never thought that we were going to be connected to Bob Greenblatt's office.
Never,
ever.
Never, ever. Yeah.
In a million years.
I just have always thought it was so odd because, especially now, you know, pop culture is kind of come back around where, you know, a show featuring Roseanne and John Goodman should not only be super popular again, but, you know, I can't remember the number of plays that Roseanne gets on Netflix, but it's ridiculous. So I can believe that all of you guys were just floored that it didn't get picked up.
Convinced that it's not going to come back.
It
was actually also surprising. Greg, stop it. Stop talking. Are you on a landline? Are you up Trisha's butt? What are you doing?
Stop. I'm still not convinced it featured Roseanne and John. I think it featured us, and John and Roseanne were just along for the ride.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
That's good to think about.
It was very surprising also because you would think that people would have tuned in to the first couple of episodes just because it was John and Roseanne.
Exactly.
So that's just from kind of a practical thinking part. Obviously, I'm not a network executive, but it's just that's what I found confusing to what was picked up. For example, they picked up the show Whitney last year or whenever that was, which had nobody watched it. Basically, Whitney's mother... and maybe her second cousin once removed. Nobody watched it, and they picked that up, and they didn't pick up Downwardly Mobile. So just from, you know, kind of a... I found that to be a curious thing, just because one had proven not to be successful, and they picked that up,
right.
And one that you could have at least gotten an audience for the first few, just out of curiosity, of what Roseanne looked like, or had John Goodman lost weight. I mean, all of those things that TMZ kind of keeps on, you know, keeps the public involved in... I was just surprised for that, and for that, I was definitely along for the ride and was very optimistic that it would get picked up, even just for those practical reasons.
Well, I think...
And why can't you pull up the date on your iPhone when you're on it?
Wait, what?
Why can't you, if you're on your iPhone, why can't you pick up the date? I'm trying to find the date. What's the date, guys?
It should be on your home screen.
Today is October 25th.
Right under the clock?
It's not on there.
No, okay. but it's on your calendar.
I can't
pull that screen up on my phone when I'm on it. Hey, isn't this supposed to be Justice Geeks Radio, Josh? Do you know this?
Yeah, it's fine. You can just hit your home. Just hit your home button, and it'll all pop up. You'll be fine.
Right there where your back is.
Let's do a little tech support
none of
here.
That's happening, guys.
Yeah. Well.
What are you?
What's the matter?
Do you need a new phone?
Your head?
I think he has.
He's, yeah. So it's the 25th?
Yeah, it's the 25th.
Yeah. Yes. Do you have someplace to be?
All right. No, I'm just looking up the date.
Okay.
Okay. Fantastic.
Asking a simple question.
Okay. That's good. It's good to have a little give and take that way. But, you know, the simple fact that, John and Roseanne would have been in the show, I agree. I think people would have tuned in. It's a lot like the Robin Williams show on CBS. You know, that and the Michael J. Fox thing is pretty much how they've built these shows is, look, these people are coming back to TV. Why the crap would you not want to see Roseanne and John Goodman again on TV? I would have watched it just for that alone, and I know the rest of the country would have as well.
I think because Roseanne Barr is controversial. There's nothing controversial about
that. That also would have gotten viewership. Just the fact that she's controversial, that would have gotten people to tune in.
Oh, yeah. You know, you would hope so, and that's what the Kardashians bring. But I guess on NBC, you know, I mean, all of this is supposition. But for Michael J. Fox, there was a bidding war for that one. But he's so beloved, and obviously, you know, is going for a cause. And for the crazy ones, I have to say that I haven't seen it. But I was surprised that it was picked up for a full season. But then,
It's pretty much just Robin Williams being Robin Williams. I mean, and he is Robin Williams, so, you know, there's that. Do you think, you know, I mean, I would assume that shows, you know, like you take the thought behind this show, and then you look at another network like an HBO or a Showtime, you think maybe that would have worked there, you know, because when I hear the idea behind the show, for some reason my mind immediately jumps to Danny McBride and Eastbound and Down. It just kind of fits. Like, I could see Kenny Powers, you know, next door to Roseanne and John in a trailer, and it would be perfect. I think as much as we watch pop culture stuff and we see these other networks developing, do you think that maybe at some point in time, if this isn't an NBC thing, this is like a Showtime or an HBO thing?
No.
No, the show's done.
Oh, yeah, the show's done, sadly.
It's dead. And we're alive.
That's right, you're alive. Yeah, that's all that matters.
We're alive, and we're trying to do something else. I mean, Eric Gilliland, who is the creator and showrunner, he's off doing his other things. I mean, everybody actually who was involved in the show was really, really upset that it wasn't picked up. I think that because they really believed in it, and we all, as shown by the creation of Bitter Party of Five, we all really loved working together. But Roseanne is on, I mean, I believe Roseanne is an overall deal at NBC. So obviously NBC wanted to be in business with her. They just didn't think that particular show or that time was the right time. But I think that, you know, everybody's moved on, and that's what we're trying to do. We're just kind of, this show came out of the demise of that show.
Well, and I think this is better. That's just my opinion. I mean, you guys may hate what you do, but I really enjoy it. So, and I know a lot of people who do. You know, Netflix and YouTube give us really great, interesting opportunities for online content like what you guys are doing. Do you think that's one of the biggest reasons that Bitter Party of Five is as successful as it's been? Just the availability to get it out there?
If it wasn't for YouTube, we wouldn't even be able to do the show, because, you know, you have to have millions of dollars to produce something like this if it's going to be on TV. Now, to mention, you have to have executives back it, which is next to impossible unless it's something that's horrendous. And so we were able to, you know, do it the way we wanted to do it, shoot it the way we wanted to shoot it for a lot less money, and just post it. And then, you know, if you have something that's good, people will kind of be drawn to it, and that's what's happened. But we would never have had the opportunity if it wasn't for YouTube or being able to post, you know, things. Basically, anybody can post something.
Yeah.
It's a matter of, if you post something that's good, people will start to watch.
Right.
And just to correct you, we actually love doing this. Like, we are our biggest fans, and we're actually wondering why we don't have more views than we do. But it's a matter of getting the word out, and like Romy said, we're kind of our own, we are our own production. This is all out of our own pockets. Nobody's helping us, you know, pay for this. And, you know, and that, so we're not able to kind of get the word out and do proper marketing and promotion and blah, blah, blah. But we love it and we want it to go on forever and ever and ever. We just need people to kind of, take note and
to discover it.
Help.
Right.
Right. And, you know, and unfortunately, especially in this, in this time, in this day, we need someone of quote unquote power to notice it and pick it up, because that's the way that it gets out to the masses. Because on YouTube, very often, if something is over 2 to 3 minutes long, people get bored, because the majority of people that are watching YouTube, you know, A, they're watching it on their phone, but B, they're younger and their attention span is minimal. And on a show like this, because there's five of us and one guest, it winds up being anywhere between 8 and 10 minutes long. And, you know, and that's a chunk of time when you're sitting on your phone or sitting at your computer. So we really are hoping for someone to kind of come along and shepherd us to the next step as far as what power that they bring. Because we are all accomplished actors in our own right, but what it takes to get something on the air is we might be walking a little bit. I mean, it's like you look at Louis C.K. when he had a show on HBO, he was a captain. It was great. And
right.
Then he became this fantastic, even further stand-up career, and FX gives him complete and total power, and he had his creative vision, which turned into a massive hit on FX. So, which was just a network executive trusting the talent. So, you know, that's what we're looking for.
If God wants us to be successful, then we will be successful.
Yes, Jason, that is right.
Yes.
That's absolutely correct. Absolutely.
If you believe it will happen. It will happen.
Sure. If you build it, it will come.
It might
not come now. It might come when we're like 97 and not even able to outrun the leaf blowers when we want to poop, but it'll come.
Right, right.
I just came.
You guys could be the Shakespeare of YouTube. You know, you could be the Shakespeare of YouTube. You could be far successful long after you're gone and not even realize it.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And we're on Blip TV now as well. And,
right.
And they've been amazing and
amazing
about the show, and are really excited to try and take it to the next level. So we want to kind of push the fact that we're on Blip as well.
Well, you guys have had some really fun people sit down at your table, and you know, doesn't matter if you're married to one of them, like one of you is, but that's okay. You've still had some of the most diverse group of people sit down at your table. How fun was Tony Hale?
Oh my god! He is the sweetest, cutest guy ever.
Loveliest,
right? Sexy. So great.
He was amazing, because he's not only incredibly talented and you're sitting across from him wanting to impress him, but the fact is that he kept saying to us, okay, hold on, because he was laughing at us and enjoying himself so much, but he kind of wanted to play this character or this, you know, being interviewed in which he was taking everything so seriously. So he was just a joy to interview and to play with, which is what is so much fun about doing this, is because the guests really do just come to play.
Right.
Yeah. And they have no idea what we're going to ask them or what we're going to do, and we have no idea how they're going to respond. We just kind of say anything goes and play it any way you want. You can, you know, answer seriously. They just do whatever they want to do. But it's all improvised, and it's kind of exciting to see how each guest reacts differently or plays it differently.
I didn't find Tony Hale as exciting as Allison Janney for some reason.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But you know what? If you had stuck your tongue in Tony Hale's mouth, then you might have found it as exciting.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's
fair enough.
That's a way to get hits right there. That's exactly what you need to do. That's something you need to do with everyone who comes to be on the show. Just, you know, that's your course of action right there.
Yeah.
We have to take it one step further.
There has been a lot of kissing, though.
Yes.
I kissed Rachel Harris. I made out with Alison Janney. Martin Short and I did a little kissing.
Well, yeah.
I
think Martin Short actually tried to take you on the table. It's just that he was going to impale you with your wine glass.
Yeah, so I stopped it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I saved your life.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
What's your process when you sit down to do this show? You know, obviously you guys are fantastic on your own, and these folks come in who, you know, just looking at the amount of the talent of the people that have come to be a part of your show are all incredibly funny on their own. You know, what kind of process do you take them through when you're ready to do a show and then as you're doing it, or just do it?
Well,
oh, yeah.
We basically introduce the guest, and then we all have our own specific question sections that we ask them, and one or two of us have a cold read. So it's pretty much they don't know. The celebrity guest does not know what we're going to ask. Sometimes each of us don't know what the other person's going to ask or the cold read that they're going to do. Some of the questions are sort of pre-approved, but we don't know what the answer's going to be. We don't know what it's going to lead us to. The celebrity doesn't know what we're going to do. So really the show is all improv. It's really fun. It's all a good time. And just like sitting with friends at a bar and drinking and whatever happens, happens.
And our goal is to ask the questions that, you know, when those weird questions enter your perverted mind, but you don't have the guts to ask them, we're just the kind of devil on your shoulder going, ask.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, just have to remove the filter. Your life is much better if you just remove the filter.
Right. The table we're at, it's a magic table.
Yeah, well, there's definitely a certain freedom because we're hiding behind the so-called masks of these exaggerated characters. I mean, it's the same for Tricia, but sitting in between Jason and Greg, I mean, at any point, I'm going to blow because they're hilarious.
Speaking of, have you guys heard of these panties called Hank? What are they called? Hanky Pankies? Is that what they're called? Trish and Romy?
Yeah.
Yes, I have several. Yeah, however.
Those things are something special.
They're pretty great and really expensive. They're like $22.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, they're well worth it.
Yeah.
What do they do? Explain them. Hello.
They don't.
It's nothing that they do. It's just, they are so just special in their own way. Everybody should go out and have a pair of those to look at because I encountered some of those. I don't know when it was. It's been around for a while, yeah?
Yeah. It's been around forever, yeah.
That just hit me, that name, because I remember I used to think the girl was like, when she had them on, I was like, these are fantastic. These are unbelievable. And she said, well, they're hanky pankies. And I kept getting it mixed up and saying, you have those Spanx. And she's like, no, they're not. Like, she was kind of offended. Like, Spanx evidently are bad.
Yeah.
But she was like, no, they're hanky pankies. And that story just hit me when you guys were talking about Spanx. So if you all have any hanky pankies, I suggest breaking them out.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to ask Steven.
Honey, will you get me some hanky pankies?
He just yelled up, I don't know what that is. And that sums up my entire marriage.
Okay, honey, I'll explain it to you later.
I don't know what that is.
he literally just said, I'll be happy to get whatever that is.
Did he even look up? Probably not.
Oh, wait, what?
Did he even look up? He probably didn't even look up. He just, I'll do that.
Oh, no, he's downstairs. I'm upstairs. Yeah, no, I just yelled down. There was no eye contact.
Okay, fantastic.
Which is safest.
Well,
I think.
That was the best underwear commercial that we've ever had in our show. So we'll definitely try to market that with those folks. I'm sure that they'll appreciate that.
Yeah, and speaking of underwear and things, you know, and we've even talked about Tricia pooping and everything. You know that Bitter Party of Five has
on record. I was not pooping. I just want that to go down on record.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Okay. No. But you know what? No matter what you were doing, you were pretty doing it, and that's what matters.
That is all that matters.
Thank you.
Right.
But we have Bitter Party of Five toilet paper. So if anybody wants to buy a roll or, you know, you can wipe your ass with our faces.
Can't they just join in one of those caption contests and win a roll?
Yeah, we should do that. Just give away some TP. It'd be fantastic with your faces. You should do.
Josh, we're not joking. In fact, Martin Short did a commercial for us that's going to be up on Blip and YouTube in the coming weeks.
That's awesome. With our faces on it.
There you go. That's perfect.
And the tagline is, Tricia,
everyone else shits on us. Why don't you?
Perfect. That is incredible. Now, whose idea was that?
That was Romy's, right?
Oh, dear.
Hey, Romy or Mary, I feel like.
The toilet paper was mine. The caption was Mary's.
Okay. Yeah. Team effort.
There we go.
It takes a whole team to come up with brilliance.
Takes a village.
It does.
Takes a village.
A tagline for toilet paper. Yep.
Right.
Takes a village.
Right. We're going to start our own sect of, like, instead of being Amish. I haven't found out the name of it. Haven't figured that out. But we're going to be our own religion, I think.
You could do that.
I think Jason, I'm going to vote Jason, no offense, Greg, is the high priest. I just think he'll look good in the
robe. He'd look in the hat.
If you did have to start your own religion, Jason probably would be. He would probably be a great choice to be the main man. Get him a collar or some of those ringlets for the hair. It would. I can see that. That would be his optimism shines through in that religion quite well already. So I think that.
I mean,
would be
who
great.
Wouldn't want to be in a confession booth getting it from Jason? What just happened?
Getting it.
I blacked out for just a second.
Sorry, you guys. I'm playing Grand Theft Auto 5 while I'm in this conversation, so I'm totally distracted.
You should also be.
How are you doing on GTA 5 there? Test. How's the Grand Theft Auto going
done.
For you? Oh, really? Sweet.
68%.
You'll get there.
I'm on the last mission. Do I kill Trevor, or do I kill Michael, or do I have a death wish? I pick death wish.
Oh, totally. I don't even know what you're doing, but I would have said death
Josh
wish.
Josh knows what I'm talking about.
I do.
We're just geeks, you guys.
I'm not telling you what to do, so you make your own choices. And
you, are you playing a video
finish
game?
The game? You finished the game, Josh?
I haven't, but one of our guys has, and endings are quite nice.
Yeah, I got it. That's where I'm at.
Sweet. Folks, you have been fantastic. We will push all of our people towards your way on the YouTube. When's the next episode coming?
And the Blip.
And the Blip. Definitely Blip. When's the next episode coming out? Didn't you say November 1st?
November 1st.
Melina.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yes, we have three more episodes to air, and then it's just us finding the backing to do a second season.
Cool. We definitely will look forward to that. I appreciate your time this afternoon. You guys have been fantastic. So you can say goodbye however you would like to, and that'd be wonderful.
Well, thanks, Josh. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Josh.
I'm gonna go to Yankees.
Yes, go do that.
I'm gonna go finish.
Goodbye.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Just Us Geeks interview.